Dr. Armstrong was on the road. He was tired. That was the problem with success. After months of waiting for patients in his beautiful but empty rooms, he was now a popular private doctor. He was clever and lucky too. Women with money liked him and told their friends. His days were full. Dr. Armstrong had little free time, so he was pleased about this trip out of London. He was pleased about the large cheque, too. These Owens were clearly very rich. The man was worried about his wife's health, the letter said. She didn't want to see a doctor, but the man wanted a report. Luckily, the problem of 15 years ago was in the past. Dr. Armstrong never drank now. Suddenly, a fast car passed him, making a terrible noise. Dr. Armstrong nearly drove off the road. Stupid young man, he thought. Anthony Marston drove his sports car into the small town of Mere and stopped for a drink. It was hot, but he was excited about his trip to the island. Who are these Owens? He thought. Rich, probably. His friend Badger was good at finding rich people. Girls, perhaps, and plenty of drink. Anthony Marston climbed back into his car. A group of young women looked with interest at his tall, handsome body and bright blue eyes. He drove out of the car park very fast. Old men and young boys jumped out of the way.